USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's major concern over the coronavirus outside China. There's sharp increases in the number of cases in South Korea, Iran, and Italy. Sabina Castelfranco reports.
Italy has the highest number of coronavirus cases in Europe. With an emergency decree, the Italian government has adopted special powers to deal with the situation. In the region of Lombardy alone, schools and universities have been closed. Public gatherings, masses and soccer games have also been suspended. And in Venice, authorities are cancelling carnival events.
There's more than 600 cases in South Korea. 6 deaths, and 43 cases in Iran. Across the world, the virus has killed over 2,400 people and 78,000 cases, according to the World Health Organization. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Three people have been killed in a serious bus crash in Southern California. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more on the story.
A bus rolled over a highway embankment in San Diego County, California, killing three people and injuring at least 18. The crash of what was described as a charter-style bus happened on Interstate 15, 60 miles north of San Diego. There was rain at the time, but the vehicle lost control and veered to the right and went over the shoulder. The driver sustained multiple injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Haiti's huge three-day carnival celebration was to have started, but the government canceled it after Haitian police exchanged gunfire for hours with soldiers of the newly reformed army outside the National Palace. Officials in Port-au-Prince said three police officers were wounded. The firefight is a dangerous escalation of protests over police pay and working conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is heading off on a trade mission. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
President Trump and First Lady Melania begin a brief two-day visit to India on Monday. It will include a series of meetings on trade, security, and defense cooperation. The president leading a 12-member U.S. delegation. Highlights are to include a welcoming ceremony at the opening of the world's largest cricket stadium. The president and First Lady will also visit the Taj Mahal before going to New Delhi for a state dinner on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The pressure is on when a major civic undertaking involves a large population, new technology that hasn't been thoroughly tested, and an entire country which is anxiously waiting for the results. Take, for example, the Iowa caucuses, but on a much larger scale. USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains.
The U.S. Census Bureau plans to try out a lot of new technology. It's the first of a once-in-a-decade census in which most people are being encouraged to answer questions via the Internet. Later in the process, census workers who knock on the doors of homes that have not responded will use smartphones and a new mobile app to relay those answers. A government watchdog agency, Census Bureau's Inspector General, and some lawmakers have grown concerned about whether the systems are ready for prime time. Most U.S. residents can start answering the questionnaire in March. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.